Rescuers dig through rubble in Zelensky's hometown after deliberate double-tap strike. 16 people are dead and 9 remain missing in Kryvyi Rih, the industrial Ukrainian city of roughly 600,000 that is President Volodymyr Zelensky's birthplace, after Russian drones struck the Fabrika shopping complex, described as Ukraine's largest in what international humanitarian law treats with particular severity, a double-tap attack. A first drone wave hit the complex on Friday. A second struck while first responders were already on scene, an operation that suggests real-time reconnaissance and a deliberate intent to kill rescuers. The death toll is almost certainly not final. Incomparable strikes on Ukrainian civilian infrastructure, the Mariupol sieges, the Kharkiv market attacks, initial counts have risen significantly once debris was cleared. Rescue teams worked through the night pulling rubble by hand in hopes of finding survivors among the 9 still unaccounted for. Military analysts noted the deliberateness of the target selection. A civilian commercial complex on a Friday, a peak shopping day in the president's hometown. Ukraine's air defense systems have been stretched thinner as the war enters its fourth year, and Russia has refined drone saturation tactics precisely to exploit those gaps. The double-tap timing points to someone monitoring when first responders arrived. While drones struck Kryvyi Rih, Ukrainian long-range drones were hitting Samara, a Russian city roughly 1,000 kilometers from the front line. The target was an Ozon warehouse, the e-commerce platform described as Russia's equivalent of Amazon, in what appears to be the first strike on an Ozon facility and a signal of deliberate expansion toward Russian commercial and logistics infrastructure. The logic mirrors Russia's own campaign against Ukrainian economic systems, degrade what sustains civilian normalcy. The Kremlin, analysts noted, will use images of a civilian warehouse in flames in its own information operations. The broader pattern confirms a war in which neither side is anywhere near a negotiated pause, and in which the line between military and civilian infrastructure has been progressively erased on both sides.